This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome. Please, this is Kira Schaefer here. I'm so grateful that you are here listening to us live and on our recording. I want to just, again, put it out there. We have a Facebook group called Healers Helping Healers. Please ask to join that group because there's so much good information on there. It's a place for you to be able to get the help that you're needing as a healer, as whether it's in business or anything else. You go to facebook.com/groups/healershelp. We would love to see you there. Well, today I woke up this morning. I actually asked a few people over the last week on our Facebook group to, I just asked them if they had any ideas about people who did any work with science and spirituality and if they knew of any documentaries or anything like that. And I also asked another friend last night talking about, you know, what are the masters that he enjoys. And I came up with some really great ideas. And this morning I woke up and I was like, you know what, I'm going to kind of go the Tony Robbins route because, well, basically he's an NLP dude, neuro-linguistic programming. And even though he doesn't say that necessarily, he does use those processes in the work that he does with people, helping them to get over any habits, any belief systems, any old problems or issues. And I've watched him many times on different things. I've listened to his audiobooks and things. So we are looking at Tony Robbins, and I want to specifically look at peak states. I have been a master practitioner for 11, 12 years, something like that. I think it's 12 years. And I have used NLP in every session that I've probably ever done. And I've also used it on this show in a variety of different ways to help people get into those good positive feelings. Peak states are where you find a situation that is completely outside of your problem. An example that I saw online one time that he was doing was he was working with a gal who was close to suicide, and he was funny because this is also another tactic. You know, she said, well, I'm very, very depressed. And he said, well, are you suicidal? And she goes, no. And he goes, oh, shoot. Well, I wish you were, because that would have been really dramatic if we could get you from suicide to me. And it's kind of sounds like a joke, but what he was doing there was he was demonstrating that it's not that bad, you know, and he was opening up potentially, I'm guessing here, reframing her a bit and saying, okay, well, you're not at that place. So since you're not at that place, this is going to be easy. And that's what we want to do with our clients, is help them to know that this isn't hard. This isn't hard, and it's not hard. As a matter of fact, I even did an exercise before I started the show today, and I feel amazing. And I'm going to share that exercise with you in a little bit, and you can also use that with your clients as well. When he was working with her, he asked her, he said, is there a feeling or a situation where you felt incredible, where you felt absolutely amazing? She said, yes, there is something that I can think of. And he was like, I want you to go even more than that, like even higher than that. Well, I mean, really something good. And of course, I have a very dirty mind that's always in the gutter, and I'm like, peak experience? I think I know what a peak experience is. It potentially could be something sexual, you know, because when we are in a state of orgasm or elation, or we are out of control in the energy and in the experience of ultimate positive peak state, right? So So I don't know if that's where he was going. It felt that way to me, and it's probably my perception. But he was calling her energy into a very profound state of experience. And then her face lit up and her eyes lit up and she giggled and everyone in the audience giggled. And he was really just providing her with an opportunity, an opening to a feeling that she had been cutting herself off from for so long. And sometimes that's all we really need to do, is we really need to get our clients to laugh at themselves, to laugh at their situation, and to recognize that they have more power than they have been giving themselves credit for. So at that point, he asked her to then increase that feeling. And that's really hard for people who are very analytical. It's like, increase a feeling. I'm not gonna increase a feeling, you know? And so we say, well, what could even be better? Or can we bring that feeling up 10 times the feeling that you're feeling now? Just do your best with it. And we wanna say try, because we only use the word try when we're trying to get somebody not to do something we were wanting them to do. Yes, that's the Yoda statement of do or do not, there is no try. So we want to help people to get into a peak state and stay there for a little while. It doesn't take long. If you look at the Abraham rules, because I'm just going to combine everything I've ever learned ever right here in this 30-minute time frame. If we look at the Abraham rule, which is you just got to stay in something for 16 or 17 seconds, you know, or 67 seconds. In order to change your entire day, you just need to change your thought process for a little over a minute to change and shift the momentum of your day. When Anthony Robbins saying, okay, get in this, and I know it was a minute. I know it was a minute. And by the end of it, she was giggling and happy, and her energy was up, and her eyes were clear, and her face was clear, and you could see all of her teeth, and she was so, so happy and joyful. But all it took was a minute. All it took was just somebody partnering with her long enough to get her into that positive state of expectation that she could then use in the future. So this is a tool that you will give to your clients. This is a tool that you can share with them and they can take it with them. Listen, I don't know how you do healing work, but for me, it is important that they do not become dependent on me ever. I don't want that kind of responsibility. I don't want them to come see me for the rest of my life and their life. I don't want them to do that, because that's not healthy either. And we see that in a number of different types of organizations or different types of therapies, where people become dependent upon that person. And then it has a whole name, right? Which is transference. It's I feel better because you're making me feel better because you're the one who did it for me. And that is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard in my life. No, as far as I'm concerned, for me and the way I work with people, I want them to own their healing. So not only that, but they're going to pay for the healing, and they're going to pay a price that is my fee schedule. Hopefully it's not based on my self-worth, but that happens. And then also they're going to take these exercises and work with them. If they don't take the exercises and work with them, they come back to you the next week and you're, oh yeah, I forgot to do that. I'm sorry. I'm going to be firing some clients. Okay. And it's not because I don't love them. It is because I love them. They're going to have to find somebody that they will listen to. And if it's not me, then it has to be somebody else. And they're going to have to discover that on their own. When we look at a peak state, we're looking at that positive, powerful energy or emotion that we can keep them in. Now, while they're in that feeling of positive expectation, positive energy, peak state, high, high, high energy. And let's do it right now. Okay, let's do it right now. And then once they get there, have them bring their forefinger and their thumb together. And that's going to anchor in that energy of that feeling. Okay, so we're going to do it right now. It's very, very, very easy. I want you to think about an experience that you have had that has felt amazing. It has felt so inspiring, so pure, so beautiful, so incredibly intense, a feeling of complete empowerment and joy and positivity, where you could lose yourself in the feeling of how good that feels. Get that feeling, find it, lock it in there. That feeling, maybe it's in your heart, maybe it's just a trickle. Find that little spark there and just whoo, let it ignite. Let that energy build. Let that feeling build up 10 times. Let that feeling build up 20 times. That's right. Yeah, just let it come in. If it's a little bit now, it can be a little bit more. Let it be a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Bring it up more and 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 more. 100 times more. Let it come in more and just let it flow in through your entire body. Let the energy roll through your body completely in a beautiful cycle, in a circle. Just let it all come through more and more, even to the very, very tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, the tips of your hair, your earlobes, every single part of your body enthralled with this feeling of perfect energy, perfect joyfulness, perfect enthusiasm, perfect inspiration. Just let it flow through you. Very good. So as you're feeling that feeling, I want you to bring your fingertips together, your thumb and your first finger of either hand that you choose. Just bring that together when you really feel it coming in the most. Bring those fingertips together there now. Good. And keep feeling the feeling. Keep feeling the feeling now. Let it continue to increase more and more and more. You've got this. Breathe in and out. Feel how good that feels. Now bring your fingers apart. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath. Your body might be still feeling that good energy. That's right. Good. And now what I want you to do, so now we've kind of, you know, I want you to think about what you had for breakfast yesterday. Whatever it might be. Maybe bacon and eggs or bagel or, you know, something really good like cookies. No shame in the game, baby. And then what I'm going to invite you to do is go ahead and bring your forefinger and your thumb together and ignite that energy again. Feel that feeling. Maybe you feel it in your hands and you feel that excitement and energy starting to roll through your arm up into your chest, whew, just igniting it back into your chest, letting that feeling come in more and more, up 10 times, up 20 times, up 50 times, up 100 times. Really let yourself feel that feeling again. Feel that smile rolling across your face. Feel your body getting back into that place, back into that rhythm, back into who you are. Let's hold that space. Let's think about those good thoughts. Let's think about those good things coming into your life right now. Let's think about how positive things are going to work out for you today, into this week, into this month. Let's think about all that abundance that's coming to you right now. Let's think about all the good things that are happening. Let's think about that opportunity that's coming to you that you had no idea was coming out of nowhere. Let's think about that friendship that came in that you didn't realize was there. Let's think about that relationship that you have been wanting to really advance, but it hasn't quite come through yet. So now you're just really letting yourself feel that good positive energy toward it. Okay? So now we've got this positive momentum. All right. Bring your fingers apart. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes. Look around. And just consider that. Some of you may be feeling yeah, like, yeah, Kira, yeah, yeah, you know, I kind of felt it, but I didn't really do it, you know, because I'm thinking about other things right now, or I'm, you know, you know, whatever. If that's the, maybe this isn't the right timing for you. So you can just take it as a tool, use it with your clients, take it home, practice it. And then, because no, people don't get this right away, and that's okay. Then there might be some of you that are like me that will just right now bring our fingertips together and like, woo, that was amazing. So if there's, and we all have different types of personalities. Now, you may not be able to get into this peak state while you're sitting there at work or while you're driving your car or while you are, you know, in a business meeting and you happen to have one of these little earbuds or something that you're listening to me or, you know, you're at Sunday school and you're like, woo, yeah, Jesus. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, when nobody's talking about Jesus, you know, that maybe it's one of those things. So we don't know. All I know is that is something that has worked profoundly with my clients over the years. And so that is your peak state exercise that Tony Robbins uses, from what I can understand, pretty much all the time. And I'm certain that because you are all healers or you are practitioners in some way, you might be able to evolve this activity into some other fashion, to some other form that will help you to increase your effectiveness with your clients. Perhaps it's something that you give to them, like I said, as a tool. And like I said before, it doesn't take long. It takes a minute, just a little over a minute, to change the momentum of somebody's day. Now, if they've been in the doldrums, you gotta understand, we're shifting neural pathways here. So if somebody is like really, really super excited and they've dug a really deep trench into misery and pain and hurt, they have not practiced that peak state or that positive feeling as much as they've practiced that negative. So when the brain is going to choose from a trench based off of trend, it's going to pick the negative one because it's just been practiced more, potentially. The other part of it, though, is too that when a positive thought is 1,000 times more powerful than a negative one, okay? So you could do a little bit of work in the positive side, and it could get as deep as the negative. This is the way I look at it. I don't know if you've ever seen those cartoons where the dog is trying to find his bone. And he finds his bone, he digs a hole, he gets the bone out, and then he turns around and he digs another hole to put the bone in, and it covers up the other hole, the hole they originally got the bone from, right? So what I think is kind of interesting is when we are looking at this, you know, it's like when we are working enough and long enough in those positive trenches that we are essentially covering back over those negative trenches. So the more you dig in that positive, the more you get into that peak state, the more you get into that positive awareness, the more you do that, the play that one gets, right? It's like the light wolf and the dark wolf, right? So which one wins? Whichever one you feed. So whichever one you're feeding is the one that's going to get, the one that's going to win. You know, the other one will just be too weak. And so when we're doing this work, at first, people might slip into those negative experiences, but they don't have to stay there. And you can train them and help them to know that they don't have to stay there. All it takes is taking a moment. When you build in something like I just touched my fingers together and I just went, woo! when you build in something like an anchor or a trigger, you're giving them an opportunity to ignite the energy that they had while they were in session with you. So then when they're having their no good rotten day that wants to start out all bad, then you can say, okay, so let's bring in that positive anchor and then fire that off whenever you feel a little bad. However, if they're feeling bad constantly and they bring their fingers together and they don't talk themselves to the process, it can spark something. But then if they don't really pull it in and go, okay, I'm going to bring this good feeling up 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, then they could essentially wear down that positive anchor and start anchoring in something negative. Okay, because the brain doesn't know the difference between what's good or bad. It just knows what is. So as you are playing with this idea, know that it's not limited by, what I say. It's limited only by your imagination. So you can change this, shift this, feel how it feels if you did it a little bit different. Maybe you want to have them anchored in a different way. Maybe it's more convenient if they touch the tip of their nose. I don't know. You know, but it's something that you can kind of play with and allow yourself to explore these different peak states. Another way of getting into a positive peak state is doing what I call the Superman. And this is something that I've known, but there was a TED Talk that, again, demonstrated it for me. What you would do is you would have your client stand up, because we're not confident when we're sitting down necessarily, unless we are very up and our chest is out and our shoulders are back. You know, if we're sitting in a chair, we might tend to slump over, have our head down, our eyes down. So you'll want your client to stand up, and then you'll have them put their hands on their hips, and then you'll have them imagine that they have a big S on their chest, or they have a big whatever the letter of their first name is, right? And then they'll imagine pulling their shoulders back, imagine having a cape on their back around their neck, so that the cape is almost pulling them backwards because the wind is rushing around their body because they are so awesome, and their hair is blowing backwards, and their face is up, and they throw their head back and they go, ah, and have them do it many, many times over. They're going to think it's silly and it's stupid, and I don't care, because they really like it deep down inside, because every single one of us is a 3- and 4-year-old child in our brain, truly, you know? That's why we like fart humor, okay? So it's okay for you as the healer or the practitioner, the alternative practitioner, to be silly, and it's okay for the client to feel silly, because silliness is what brings us out of depression. You can't be depressed and silly simultaneously, just like you can't love and hate at the same time. Two things can't occupy the same space at the same time, right? Law of physics. We learned that from the Fugees. Okay, so what I invite you to do is just stand up right now in your office. Hopefully you have one of those fish bowls where you can see, everybody can see you. That would be even better, right? If you stand up, put your hands on your hips. Put your hands on your hips, stand up, pull your shoulders back, throw your head back, feel the cape pulling you back, feeling the wind in your hair. Imagine yourself being that superpower that you are. And I want you just to go, and just laugh and laugh and laugh. And if you did this for 2 minutes every single day, okay, sit down. Hopefully you feel good. If you do this for 2 minutes every single day, your life will change for the positive. Every day, your life will get better. Why? It's called power posing, by the way, and you can look it up on TED Talks and look it up online, and it changes our physiology. It changes our brainwave state when we do that. You know, I remember when I was a little girl and I had an ET towel. My mother tells this story. I remember the towel, but I don't remember this particular story. But I had this towel and I always wore it around my neck like a cape. And this little boy, I was standing at the bus stop and my mother could see me, and across the way, the other little boy's mother could see him. And well, he decided he was going to pull my cape and throw me down. And my mother didn't do anything, because that my mother is smart like this. Okay. She let me fight my own battle. She's always have since I was a kid. So anyway, the kid dragged me down. All right. I've never been one of those kind of people that immediately responds. I take my time. So I get up. I got my tears in my eyes, you know, because somebody pulled my cape. That's my cape. That was my superpower back then, right? So I get on the bus. I go about my day. Y'all are going to think I'm horrible. But I was a kid. This is what we do. So the next day, I walk up to the kid. I have my cape on. Now, but this time, I'm like, this is my cape. You don't mess with my cape, okay? I took, you know, have those heavy metal lunch boxes back then, you know, whatever, 30 some odd years ago. And I took my lunch box and I reared it back and I just slammed him right across the face. We would think, Kira, you're such a horrible person. Why would you, you know, but I was a kid and, you know, he started it. So anyway, my mom looked at the other mom across the way. The other mom looked at my mom and nobody did anything. The kid got on the bus. I got on the bus, because you don't mess with somebody's cape. Okay. That's my whole point here. This is all I got. That was the meaning of the whole story. So when you are standing in your power, in your cape, with your hair flying back going, nobody's going to mess with you. I promise you, because your energy is so high. You've got your peak state going. You've got your energy of being your superpower going, you know, and I think that every woman in this world should be doing this every single day, because if you do, you are going to shift and transform every single part of your life. So let's take a couple good deep breaths. I think that you are all absolutely incredibly amazing and powerful beings of light. I believe that you have a gift that you were meant to share with the world. I believe that you have the power to heal and to transform lives. I believe that you would not be listening to this right now if that wasn't the case. And I hope more people listen. You know, we're still new. We're still learning. I'm still learning. I don't know everything, and I'm okay with that. You know, I hope that this message gets to the right people at exactly the right time, and I'm open to that being exactly perfect for whomever, whenever. You know, because nothing is ever lost, and you can't do it all. You can't get it all done. And you can't do it wrong. So as you're continuing through this journey, please let me know about you. Please come to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/healershelp. Love to see you there. Thank you again for joining me. I am so grateful that you are in our lives. I hope you have a fantastic and beautiful day. Keep your cape on. Keep moving forward. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.